This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call. Gavin.
Why, yes, ladies. I am a guy who likes to know what time it is.
Katie.
I would like a perfect pancake.
Rain.
I don't know why my t-shirt is so tight.
The Wake Up Call.
766-1065, or you can text us, 73389. We found a new survey, lots of facts about people and cats, but one of the very impressive facts that was in this entire survey, cat owners spend more than 3.5 hours a week talking to their cat than any other pet. And there's some pet owners on this show. There's some cat owners on this show. We've always wondered what it would sound like if your pet could talk. What voice would your pet have?
I have two cats. I only have cats. I've never lived with a dog ever in my life. But my cats, their brother and sister, and Annie is fancy AF. She's always been fancy. Now, both of them are elderly at this point, but I don't adjust their voice for their age. I mean, that seems rude.
Okay.
But she's always been one to don a nice collar. Her tag has always been in the shape of a pink heart.
Hmm.
So her voice naturally is, "Hi, I'm Annie." And she swishes her tail. She's very flirtatious.
Oh.
But Holden, he's always been kind of like a lovable idiot. And so it's very much of like, "Hello." And that's right. That's what Holden, whenever somebody new comes in, "Hi.
Oh.
You want to scratch my head."
Our dogs, I don't really have voices for our cats. I think I just assume their voices are simply normal human lady voices.
It seems kind of mean.
The dogs, Leo's, I don't know why I do this voice for him, but I go like, "Oh, no, no, I want you to pet me. Please come here." I have a lot of trouble figuring out what our dog Oscar's voice is, though.
Mm.
Because he looks sad.
Yeah.
He has a sad face just because of his breed.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a sad dog. Gabe, you've had a dog sat for us.
Yeah, I know Oscar's voice.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like,
wait, you've given her dog a voice?
Yeah, of course. I had to. he's like, "I'm going to come snuggle with you."
Yes! 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 Oh my God, that's perfect.
That seems right.
Here I come.
Yeah,
like a gruff voice,
yeah,
but saying,
yes,
nice
he's
things.
Sweet.
Yes.
He's sweet.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
ah, this day's filled with sunshine.
Yeah.
I've said on the show before that I talk to my dog Henry in a British accent. Like, just as like,
so you change your voice.
Right. Thinking that like maybe he'll understand me more.
Mm.
But I think if I had to give Henry a voice, because he's a pug, it would be more because if you know the breed, they can be very hyper and like attention span is very minimal. So it's like, "Hey, what's up, Dad? How's it going? Hey, what's that thing over there? Hey, can we go outside for a walk? Hey, what's up, Dad? Hey, could we go outside for a walk?" It's very like...
That is totally Henry.
That seems about right, except the only... I've met Henry. The only two things that Henry knows how to say is, "Where's my dad? Where's my dad? Where's my dad? Where's my dad? Where's my dad? And by the way, I can't breathe right.
Yeah, he does that. 766-1065. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a cat named Callie. What would Callie's voice sound like?
Okay, so she's super sassy.
Oh.
So she's got like a... You want me to do it?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So she's like, "Mom, feed me right now."
Yeah.
Not the dry kind. I want that regular wet stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I've never even met Callie.
We got a text in. This is, my cat would have Adam Sandler's voice.
Oh
no.
Don't do that to your cat. That's mean.
Oh, wow.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Intern Kevin, what would your pet's voices sound like?
Oreo's a very depressed dog, so he would be very like quiet, soft-spoken, like, I don't know if I want to go on a walk today. Just want to be in my bed.
I mean, that's kind of accurate.
Yeah.
Oreo is definitely an abused
depressed.
Dog.
Is he depressed because you beat your dogs?
No, I just discipline him when he
You
goes
beat
to
your
the-
dog.
No, he goes to the bathroom in the wrong places.
Do you think he does that because you beat him?
No, because I only discipline him when he does bad things.
Someone's gonna call someone.
I don't beat my dogs. I love them.
Okay, let's let's say you don't discipline your dogs. What would they sound like if they were happy and chipper? And
I mean, Snickers is out of this world. He'll be like, "Oh my god, hey, master, what are you doing? What are you,
master?"
Oh,
you're gross.
I mean, dad.
Gross.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.